the press event earlier this year officially announcing the FC Series game in Keenan Stadium was Wrexham representative Sean Harvey's first time in Chapel Hill. And despite his lack of familiarity with the area, Harvey said the emblem on his team shirt immediately drew attention.
You walk around and people can say, he's from Wrexham.
It's easy to see why a club from a small town in Wales, which plays in the fourth tier of the English soccer pyramid, would be well known across the pond. Wrexham's popularity has boomed since American actors Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney bought the club and produced the TV series Welcome to Wrexham. That increased exposure has helped Wrexham become a participant in the FC series, which is touring around America this summer. And when choosing host sites, Harvey said the active soccer fan base throughout the Triangle made Chapel Hill a desirable destination.
It's the interest overall that really appeals to us. You know, it's an area that obviously has got this massive soccer interest. And, you know, that's why when we had the opportunity to come and play over in the US, you know, when this opportunity came up, we wanted to make sure this was the first game that we played.
For Chelsea, Wrexham's opponent in the game, generating buzz is never a problem. One of the most popular clubs in the most popular league in the world, the Blues are known for never having been relegated from England's top flight. Chelsea have made it a tradition to make an American tour every summer, and the club played in Charlotte last year. Chelsea representative David Barnard said North Carolina has been a natural fit for the team.
Just the warmth of the people, you know, they really take upon soccer, you know, they embrace it, you know, because we can go to some places where it may be an NFL city or whatever, but when we came to North Carolina, they embraced us as a soccer team, and the enthusiasm of the crowd and the people that were watching us, you know, that's why we like coming here.
Perhaps no one is more enthusiastic about the game than UNC women's soccer head coach Anson Dorrance. Dorrance won his first career national championship in Keenan Stadium in 1981, and 42 years later, he said he couldn't be happier to see high-level soccer return to the historic venue.
I love it, and I love the fact I'm still alive to see all this. So for me, everything continues to get better at the University of North Carolina in every respect.
Dorrance has long been connected with the game in Britain, annually recruiting the best junior players from the country. The laundry list of UNC stars from this transatlantic pipeline includes Alessia Russo, Lottie Wubenmoy, and Lucy Bronze. Dorrance acknowledged this international partnership has a part in drawing the game into Keenan Stadium, but said he wouldn't take full credit.
We've got our fingerprints all over the American game and also a lot of the English game right now. So we're very proud of the role we've played. But this isn't done in a vacuum. This is done, again, with the leadership here at the University of North Carolina, from the chancellor through the athletic director, through Mac Brown, now that we're playing here. And so these are why these things happen.
Speaking of Mac Brown, the head football coach still had to sign off on an international event being staged in his house. And even though the game will require a major operation to temporarily change the playing surface, Brown said its benefits far outweigh the drawbacks.
Anytime you can bring this many people into your community and have them shopping and buying stuff and selling the University of North Carolina to them, I just thought it was a no-brainer. It was a win-win-win from all angles.
So if you're keen to take a stroll down Franklin Street in the days around July 19th, don't be surprised if you run into a Londoner, a Welshman, or an American from across the country staying in the area to watch their favorite team. The once-in-a-lifetime event will create a once-in-a-lifetime environment, and it appears Chapel Hill is more than up to the task to host it. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.